the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the concept of sincerity when we were talking about the third constituent in supplications. The third constituent was God. And we said, regarding this, we have to note some important things. The first point was sincerity. We said that prior to anything else, the supplicant has to recognize whom he is bringing his requests and needs to. This is the absolute cause. And knowing the Almighty Allah as the absolute cause is nothing other than sincerity. When we know that He is the absolute cause, when we know that all other creatures are nothing in comparison with Him, when we realize that our other creatures are effective based on the establishment by God, when we understand that all other creatures other than the Almighty Allah, they are intermediary means established by God, this is the time that we will present our supplications, present our worshipings only to the Almighty Allah and no one else. This is the time when anything and anyone else except the Almighty Allah is driven out of our minds, when we are focusing for our supplications and our worshipments. Of course, we should note that Almighty Allah is the one that sometimes awakens our natures. In deep inside ourselves, all the human beings, we are all familiar with the Almighty Allah. But sometimes we are awakened by Him Himself. That is why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Araftullah, I recognized God, but how? بفسخ العزائم ونقض الهمم. I recognize God, but through revoking the determinations and breaking the intentions." This means when Imam Ali alayhi salam determined, he was sometimes prevented from achieving his own determination. When he intended to do something, this is the time when fate contradicted his intention. And that's how Imam Ali alayhi salam realized. He realized that أَنَّ الْمُدَبِّرَ غَيْرِ. He realized that the administrator, the absolute cause, is not him. He is only acting as an intermediary. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us that there are many and actually numerous unrecognized agents in the universe that we are unaware of.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad, He is the source of generosity, then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Of course, dear listeners, when we talk about sincerity in supplication and recognizing the Almighty Allah, as Imam Ali alayhi salam says, recognizing God, بِفَسْخِ الْعَزَائِمِ وَنَقْضِ الْهِمَمِ, it should be noted that Allah has put the world of causes in contrast with the world of effects in such a way that each one modifies the other. I mean, in order to elaborate on this, we can refer to this verse of the Holy Quran. It says, وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحَا فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقَا فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا. I swear by those who float in space, then those who are foremost going ahead, then those who regulate the affair. These verses, dear listeners, are interpreted to mean that those angels who speed up and excel the others are the true managers, and they will dominate the others. It is frequently observed that there is an indestructible, imperishable, or absolute cause at work which, if being asked, will answer our needs. This absolute cause does not falter. Its effect is inevitable. If you are from among those who have recognized this only for a small time, only for once, this is the absolute cause we're talking about in sincerity. The human nature has recognized this absolute cause and has known that it is always at work. And this is what the common sense too will accept. But sometimes our imaginations force us to somehow adopt the pseudo-cause for the real cause. And we like our wishes to come true through these unrealistic means and imaginations. Such cases are usually void of common sense, and the innate intelligence has rejected them. Here, the imaginative factors have led the way, and it often happens that our inner being asks God for something, but our imagination asks for something else. And this is like the sick person whose inner being asks for health and wishes for medicine, but his imaginative system forces him to escape from taking the medicine. We have explained this prior to this, so I think we are done with this part of our discussion. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.